USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden has received a Pfizer booster shot. He did so on camera during an event at the White House. The president again pushing everyone to get vaccinated.
This is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. That's why I'm moving forward with vaccination requirements wherever I can.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is moving a vote from Monday to Thursday for the $1 trillion infrastructure bill. This comes as many progressives in Congress said they wouldn't vote for the bipartisan deal until the social spending bill was complete. New Jersey Democratic Representative Josh Gottheimer, appearing on America's Newsroom, describes a sticking point for him in the social spending bill.
I can't support any reconciliation package that doesn't lower taxes here in my district by reinstating the state and local tax deduction.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Some encouraging news regarding COVID-19 numbers. From the West Coast USA Radio Newsroom, Lance Pry has the details.
New COVID-19 cases in the United States are declining, but hospitals are still being strained in some areas of the country with low vaccine rates. 70 million Americans remain unvaccinated. On Sunday, nearly 86,700 people were reported infected. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky on CBS News Sunday.
We made it possible for people to be eligible, but they really have to identify their own individual risk and their own individual benefit. And I recognize that this is confusing.
The man who shot President Ronald Reagan 40 years ago is winning back his eventual freedom. A judge approving John Hinckley's unconditional release next year. It's scheduled to happen in June, but he'll continue to be monitored until then. Hinckley was found not guilty by reason of insanity. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The border crossing at Del Rio, Texas, is reopened after a migrant camp of nearly 15,000, mostly Haitian, illegal immigrants was cleared out. Del Rio, Texas resident Lee Weatherby tells Fox News what it's been like the last week having all the illegal immigrants from Haiti in his town.
Number one, they shut the bridge down. And that bridge is the largest source of income for Del Rio. It might be even larger than our ad valorem taxes. And we're seeing people all over town. They're lost. The facility right behind my shoulder is customs. That's no longer needed. The border's been opened, and that's when you come back from Mexico, you go through customs to approve your, you know, show your passport and declare your goods and things like that. Our interstate commerce has been, our commerce between here and our sister city in Acuna has been shut down. People are really hurting. Our businesses are hurting, economics. But what we see here is people all over town. The Haitians, I'm saying, in our grocery stores, and they haven't been tested. COVID is rampant.
Murder rose nearly 30% last year. That's according to the FBI, which released crime stats for the year. The 29.4% increase includes murders and non-negligent manslaughter crimes. Aggravated assaults also jumped 12%. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.